Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Tony Jorgensen, Linda Irwin, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Jaden. And we may or may not be joined by Hawk D'Onofrio later. Sending a big hug out to Elizabeth, who's a little bit under the weather, so we're sending you a cosmic chicken soup your way to see you feeling better. And I don't know about Marianne. See, on with it. I guess we'll see if she shows up. We have a topic, and it's a pretty timely one because I'm meeting a lot of people who are running around overworked, overstressed, over this, over that, and we want to talk about self-care and self-love, and I think they go hand in hand, right? Are you getting enough? It's pretty easy to tell if you're in tune with your body. Your body will scream at you first if you're not paying attention to the sacred voice inside you that's telling you what you need. Let's go around the table. Jessica, how about you? Do you want to start with thoughts on self-care and self-love?
Mm-hmm. I sure can. I was just thinking about this before the show, and I've been really focusing on my health, meaning, you know, cutting out things that are not good for me, you know, the carbs. I love the bread, but I'm gluten intolerant. I can't have bread. I can't have dairy. I can't have eggs. And so I do a lot of fruits and vegetables, and I've been doing more of that, and my body's been feeling better. Spiritually, how I take care of myself spiritually is, there's different ways we can take care of ourselves, you know, our physical health, our mental health, spiritual health. For my spiritual health, I've been really trying to put my feet in the dirt, like bare feet in the dirt. And there's just a little bit of dirt in the yard, but that's okay because I sit right in just this little space of dirt, and I love it. It's just kind of like my little grounding spot. And for mental health, there's so many different ways. I like to make sure I get sleep. If I need to take a nap during the day, if I'm tired, I'll take a nap during the day. And those are just kind of some of the things I do for me. Everyone's different, but that's what I usually do, you know, to show myself care and love, you know, that's part of taking care of myself. So, Tony, would you like to go next?
Yeah, sure. I am horrible at this. Every one of the points you have given. I was reading about it earlier and I was just like, oh, I don't know. I'm horrible at it. I am trying to get better. There was a time that I think it was after the pandemic when I had felt that I blobbed around for 2 years and just sat and ate whatever I wanted. And I gained quite a bit of weight for me, and I just felt miserable in every aspect. So I started, you know, that's where I first started taking care of myself and going to the doctor and making sure I was on the right diet, and ended up losing like 35 pounds. And now I feel great. But what happens to me is because being a light worker and an empath, I am always trying to help everybody except for myself. I feel that I overextend myself to the point where I get sick. You know, I get kind of sick or I don't feel well. And then I find myself like you were saying, Jessica, because you can't eat bread, you know, when you're not in it, you know, and taking care of yourself and in the right mindset, you eat stuff and you eat sugar and you eat everything that's supposed to just keep you going. And it does at that moment, but then it makes you sick.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I find myself doing sometimes. I'm getting better at it. I try to keep all of that stuff out of the house so it's not there, you know, for me. And you have to definitely you have to definitely do it, and you have to make sure that you abide by it, because I do. Like yesterday, I feel I lost the whole day because I was just so tired from what had happened working and wherever I was going all week that I lose a whole day. And for me, losing a whole day, it's just like, I don't want to lose that day because time is ticking. But this is something that I definitely have to get better at, is self-love and self-care. And, you know, I think, I don't know if I'm right or not, but sometimes you just have to put the blocks up and say, okay, that's enough. You can't help that person. You can't help this person. You can't help everybody. You need to help yourself today. So I think I'm trying to get better at that. And saying no is very hard for me, to say no to anybody that might need, you know, help or ask me questions. But I am getting better. But it's something that I'm glad you guys brought this up, because I want to definitely listen to what you guys are doing to help me.
Boundaries is a huge thing, Tony. Yeah, definitely. Especially as, you know, empathic people. We want to help everyone, and we forget about ourselves. So,
yeah. I have to set better boundaries. I don't know.
We still have Linda with us, eh?
Yeah, Linda.
Yeah. I agree with you guys. No, nutrition, get enough sleep, you know, get enough exercise, get enough nature. Don't take on more than you are comfortable taking on. I have to say, for me, I do a pretty good job of taking care of myself, because I do something every day nutrition-wise, and that's two breakfast essentials mixed in milk and ice cream, and then I add stuff to it like magnesium-rich malt powder and also a little bit of Benefiber that's got the wheat dextrin. Don't do that, Jessica. I think it's got gluten, too, but I mix that together, and that's my main meal of the day. That's what I start out with, my first meal. And I look at it that it's got all of my nutrition right there. I've taken care of it. It tastes good. It tastes like a dessert to me. So I'm not only treating myself physically, but also mentally, by realizing that what I'm intaking is great for me. And then anything I have after that, I consider gravy, so to speak. So I do like gravy. But, yes, I get enough sleep, too. If I don't get enough sleep during the night, I will also take a nap during the day. I'll put something on the TV that, okay, if I watch it, all fine. If not, fine. And I'll put my feet back, kind of lay back a little, and let myself drift off. And I'll make up that difference in sleep automatically. I'll wake up when I've had enough. And as far as people, yeah, I have to say that as much as I love helping people, sometimes you do have to draw the line. You have to have boundaries. It's healthy for your spirit to not do everything for everyone and run yourself ragged mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. You know, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. What do they say on flights? If the oxygen mask strapped down on you, put yours on first and then put on your children's. Because if you don't put yours on first, you may not be conscious to put them on your children. So that's basically my philosophy. Lynn?
That's good. Yeah, I like the breakfast thing. I remember you also used to use something called tiger's milk for extra nutrition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I have switched it now. We have organic milk here, and that works for me.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that has the molasses and can't remember what else. But anyway.
Well, I basically have the iron and all of those other things in with what I take now, so.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Do you eat fruit or anything like that? Just like have a bowl of apples around or anything?
And sometimes I'll have applesauce or something with banana or lemon in it.
Yeah.
I don't juice traditionally. I am one of those people that have gone toothless.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I do like to say the reticulans do. They drink liquid, sort of a thick liquid. They don't have teeth either, but they're born that way. So.
Yeah. You know, Wayne Dyer, I was listening to Wayne Dyer, and he was talking about food intake, and he says, if you believe that the French fries that you are eating are bad for you, they will be bad for you. if you think they are going to nourish your body and help your body, then they will. And I'm like, that's kind of radical, but again, we think about thought being quite powerful. And then I was thinking with Tony, what did I write down here? Resting as a radical act, right? So in this culture, it's like if you're not like doing 65 things a day,
yeah,
well, it's true, right? Yeah,
it is true.
Yeah, productivity is not a way to measure a person's worth, you know. And that you probably had a really good day when you didn't have anything happen, but you're beating yourself up like, I let the day get away with me. But what did you do? Did you lie around and have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time with my two dogs and my husband. I just sat here and watched TV. It was awesome.
And that's a great day, Tony.
Awesome.
You should never, yeah, exactly. Never feel guilty for that. I was going to say, to those who can, keep trail mix on hand. It helps to, I don't think nuts have they don't have bad, I don't know. But anyway, I find trail mix will keep you going if you want to eat other stuff, you know, or just corn or
no,
something
it's
like
I
that.
No, I have trail mix. It's good.
Yeah.
I second that, trail mix. Yeah.
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 It fills you up. You know, you don't like potato chips or something like that. You want to keep eating and eating and eating.
Right.
So, yeah, this stuff is actual nutritionally dense, right? So you can just
definitely fill you up. Did not definitely fill you up. I feel that way too.
My last thought
yeah.
is on boundaries, and it's a bit of a comedy. When I was first starting out doing this work, I had someone try to book a reading at 1 o'clock in the morning, my time, and then I got the booking, and then I got this really nasty email like right away, about 5 minutes after she booked the thing, and she's screaming at me like in all caps, like, how unprofessional of you not to get back to me. And I'm like, it's 1 in the morning, lady, I'm sleeping. And I realized that there's a whole, like, most people I work with are just loves. They're nice, they're good, they're polite, got good manners, mm-hmm. all that. But you're going to run into people who think that your very presence on the earth means that you are there to serve them, you know, and we're going to run into
humans. So true.
It is true. Low vibratory humans, like they're learning through suffering, I guess, whatever. But holy doodles, you know, and that just sort of woke me up to the fact that not everybody's going to be a nice person. Some people are going to scream at you at 1 in the morning because you didn't like just wake up and give them a reading. Yeah, it was a real learning experience. But
I'm sorry, Lynn. That's gosh.
Oh
yeah.
No, I want you to laugh. I told you it's comedy, you know. And honestly, comedy, tragedy, pick one, right? It's all learning stuff.
I hope when I get older, like. I'm older already, but when I get way older, that I'm not like the people that I work with, that the older they get, I feel that they think they have a rite of passage that everybody should jump when they need something.
Even young people do that sometimes too, though.
Most of the young people that I do readings for are so sweet. They're like, do you think you would have time sometime this week to help me? And I was just like, yes, of course. But the older people that I talk to or work with, they're just like, if I'm not there on that day, they'll go get a haircut somewhere else. I don't even know how they get out of the home to go get a haircut. But it's just crazy. It's just, people need to slow down. I think you're right. You know, and listen to other people. You know, I guess they think we're bionic. I don't know.
That's key. That's a huge key word, Tony. I mean, like, listen, a lot of people just, they want your service, but when it comes to, like, you needing something, a lot of people are like, huh, they don't know how to listen. It can be frustrating, but.
Yeah. I started setting boundaries with them, too, which is hard, but I did, you know.
Well, it's a lot harder not to set boundaries and keep on doing the same thing over and over, because your head will explode eventually.
I have a question for you guys, too, especially for Linda. How do you not travel at night? so you get sleep. Do you, when you're
well,
doing
you can
your
travel,
traveling,
you can travel
huh?
and sleep at the same time. It's just like having a dream. You can do both.
Yeah.
Your body rests while you're out traveling.
Okay. Maybe it's not the traveling that's the problem. I just feel that sometimes my family is, how do you stop that? So sometimes I feel my family, they're partying up there, and like the old days when they were playing cards around the table and they play till really late. And now that my mom's up there and my dad, I just feel like they're partying constantly. And they're always like talking to me, and I'm not sleeping. It's like, you guys need to go to sleep now or whatever you do. I'm wondering how you shut that off. It's hysterical because I don't want to miss a minute of it because it reminds me of my childhood, but I'm not getting as much sleep as I should because they're Italians and they party really loud.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you may put an astral clock. I've done this before.
Yep.
Bring an astral clock with you and
okay.
set it to a certain time. And I'll be visiting with someone, and the clock will appear in my awareness when I'm over there, and it will say, oh, 6 o'clock, time to go. I got to get back to my body.
Okay.
Try that. Set an astral clock and take it with you. That way you can return and get enough sleep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. It's amazing, but I am not getting sleep because of them.
If you can find it, Tony, or everybody, there's an amazing little movie with Alan Rickman and Julia. I can't remember the actress's name, but I'll remember it. It's called Truly, Madly, Deeply. And it's about a woman whose husband has passed on. And she's like just having complicated grief, like she cannot function. She's just in such a state of grief, and she grieves so hard that he comes back in ghost form, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of really cool music in it because they were musicians together. But anyway, he comes and he starts bringing his buddies in, and she can't sleep because she's got all these ghosts partying and watching tapes in her living room, and she finally has to ask. Yeah, I shouldn't give it away. It's a really, really sweet movie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Truly, Madly, Deeply. Julia Delpy, I think.
I'll look for it. It's probably on Netflix.
It might be somewhere. It'll be somewhere, but it's just a charming little flick. And the thing is, she eventually has to ask him to go back to the other side because she can't sleep because they're all, you know, he keeps bringing all these other ghosts with him. It's just,
you know,
partying nonstop, and it's like, go,
it's
back.
Party time.
Yeah. And I think it's
people used to keep Jim awake.
Huh?
My
what?
People used to keep Jim awake. Jim would be trying to sleep, and he'd said he'd woke up, and he hears all these people in the kitchen and, you know, walking around and doing stuff, and he gets up, he can't see anyone. But, yeah, I used to bring people here. And it kind of bugged him because it would wake him up in the middle of the night.
Well, that's funny because my husband doesn't know anything about this stuff, and he says the same thing. He gets up all night. I don't think he knows why.
That's funny. Did Jim know you were metaphysically
mm-hmm.
inclined when you got together? So it wasn't anything. Okay, good.
Yeah, he knew. He knew all about it, and he would tell me, you and your people were in the kitchen, and I couldn't sleep.
Sometimes he would be on the video when we do the old soul family meetings and stuff like that, and he looked so patient. It's like, here we go again with these crazy people. But he was such a sweet, patient dude. Yeah, he just kept on with his own thing, you know. But I just want to say hi to Duck.
What he got into when we married. So.
It was exactly what he needed and what you needed. You know, you guys are soulmates here and on the other side. Hi, Duck.
Uh-huh.
Northwest Media. I cannot type back. I don't know what's going on with the chat room, but I can't type anything back.
That's so weird.
Oh, well.
But we see you.
We do see you, and we really appreciate it. And if you have a question, just type it in there. Shall we go? We've got four callers waiting. We might as well go on to, and then everyone gets lots of time. If you do want to call in, it's 646-564-9868. Okay. We'll go. 509, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Good morning. My name is Erica. And,
hi, Erica.
I'm calling from Washington. Hi, I'm calling from Washington State.
Mm-hmm. I think we've had you on before, have we not, Erica?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. Yeah, I thought you were familiar. Welcome back. Did you have a question
you
want to ask?
Mm. I do, but I quickly wanted to touch on self-care, the topic.
Oh, yes.
I think it's important to, like you mentioned, our body always tells us, and we sometimes ignore it. And so I think it's important to, like, get tested, you know, what, like, to do the blood work and things like that, so we're aware of what our body needs.
Yeah.
So I have an auntie who was recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer, stage 3. And her, you know, things have changed a lot. She will be starting a organic-only diet, and she's going to be juicing a lot once she's able to eat a little bit more. So, and she was having symptoms, and she was going to the doctor, and they never found out what she had. So I think, yeah, she was going to the doctor for over a month, and they just, you know, they just ignored what she had. And, you know, she when she realized she had really bad pain, so she went to the ER, and then that's when they told her what was wrong with her. And it just sucks, you know, to actually take the time, pay the insurance for the visit and everything, and then, you know, you the doctors fail you. So.
Yeah.
But she knew enough to keep going back, right? She knew enough to, she knew something was wrong. Yeah, that's awesome. I feel that too. That just happened to me recently. I mean, not as bad as your aunt, but I knew something was wrong, so I kept going back until they, you know, the ER. It was just my electrolytes, but I knew that something was up, so I just I went back 2 days in a row until they figured it out. It's like they're so quickly to dismiss you, you know. It's like, hold on, slow down. There's people and there's stuff that needs to be taken look at. I feel so bad for her. I get it, but I'm glad she's on the right road now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm very confident that she will make it through. I just have the knowing that she will be fine. I just feel that way.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then my question was, I'm wondering if you see, like, somebody new coming in. I feel like I'm really old already, and I'm almost, you know, in my 30s, like, about to be 30. So I just feel, not worried, but I'm just like, whoa, like, when am I going to settle and all that? But
well,
at the same
young.
Time... I'm not desperate, and I'm just not going to settle for just anything. So, yeah.
Real quick, how I missed your name. Is this Christiana?
Erica.
Okay. What I had gotten right away, are you still in your 30s or not yet?
Not yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing it is coming. I feel like this, you know, it's coming for you. You just have to be patient.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh, this is Linda. Hi, Erica.
Uh-huh. Hi.
This is Linda. I'm going to tell you this is a good time for you to use your discernment. There are a lot of opportunities out there for the right one to come along, but they may not be the right one. What's the old saying? You've got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. I think you might be doing that. So be aware. Pay close attention to how they align with you and what your beliefs and what your feelings are and what you want out of life. Because if they seem like they're a little bit too selfish, I think I'd pass them by and go to the next one. Okay, Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, anything? Lynn. I'm still working. I'm working.
Okay. All right. I'm just looking up the meaning of a card. I just, well, as Jessica said, this one just flew right out. Okay. This is kind of weird. I got the Devil reversed here. And releasing limiting beliefs. Word Jane used in one of her last shows was detach. And yeah. Okay. So the Devil reversed can often appear when you are on the verge of a breakthrough or an up leveling. So you are being called to your highest potential. First, you must let go of any unhealthy attachments or limiting beliefs that may hold you back. Often you are called to something more. You have to deal with your shadows before you can step into the new version of it. So whatever it is, just figure out what that shadow is that you need to look at. I'm feeling like it's nothing scary, and you're actually a pretty whole person on your own is what I'm getting. You're not a half person looking to be completed by another half person. You are a whole person looking for another whole person. So you've gotten pretty far is the message I'm getting for that. Are you doing okay on your own without being with a partner?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. So you see, I think that's one of the big secrets is if you're okay on your own, a partner is like icing on the cake. And, you know, as they say, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. So if you decide you need a bicycle, that's great. But as long as you're okay on your own, as Linda said too, discernment is really important. Because if you think really, if you're like really wanting this to happen, you might jump in too quickly with the wrong person. I think you mentioned something about self, Linda, on that, like being with a self person.
Yes, definitely. You need to find someone that aligns with you and is not joining up with you just to have you as an arm trophy, as it were, as they call them, people that are selfish. So using discernment is key here.
I think, too, yeah.
Most somebody that loves you for you, not for what they think you represent.
Yeah. I'm also getting services. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you been a wee bit of a doormat in other relationships?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe giving more to that person than you're actually receiving and not sort of seeing that as an imbalance.
Yeah, I definitely think I see that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the self-care, self-love thing. Just make sure that, like, it doesn't have to be exactly reciprocal, like a trade-off for a trade-off, but, you know, everyone has to give, but they also have to take in relationships. You're not receiving,
yeah.
You know, and you'll feel it. It'll feel icky, you know, and you're probably your third chakra area. It gives you that sort of tight, constricted feeling like something not right here, you know. You just feel it. And, you know, that doesn't make you selfish. It just makes you, like, even, you know, they look, studies they do with those monkeys where one monkey gets a hunk of cucumber and the other one gets a grape and the other monkey's like, hey. So we're almost hardwired to feel like we need justice or balance, you know, in relationships. And I don't think that's an unhealthy thing. So, yeah.
Yep. So this is Tony, and I got, I used my Greek mythology cards. And so I got the god Pan. So Pan is the god of the wild. It's a rustic, he's a rustic music, and he's a shepherd. He's famously depicted as an energetic and playful satyr with the upper body of a man and the lower body of a goat and tiny horns on top of his head. Pan can be found frolicking in the woods with his reed flute, chasing wood nymphs. He can transform objects into different shapes and often punished, and he's often punished the goddess who would nastily reject him by turning them into figurines. Pan is still celebrated to this day as a magnetic force in nature. So Pan is a symbol of play. It's time to go out into the world to play, laugh, and feel alive. And what you need to do is your affirmation is, I give myself permission to play and enjoy life. So I think that's kind of right in with the rest of everybody. You just need to, you're young, you're not getting old, you have a long time to go. And like Linda said, and I believe Jessica and Lynn, just sit back and, you know, you pick this time.
Yeah.
You pick the one. Yeah. That you deserve. Because you can get anybody. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're in a good space. I mean, I feel you're in a good space. So I think you're good. You know, you could probably do anything you want at this point.
Do you know how many more years do you think this is going to be? Or
I don't think it's years. I feel it's this time. It's in this time. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know time, as you know, as you heard before. I have to use the clock because otherwise I'll stay up all night. So as far as with me, yeah, I can't depict time. I'm trying to get better at it. But I don't think it's long.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, like Jessica said, she thinks it's going to happen very soon. Yeah, so I agree.
And do you think that this person is going to be like me, or is it going to be like a different ethnicity? I'm Hispanic.
Yeah. No, probably not. I see a white guy. I see white. I see a dumb white guy. No, I'm only kidding. He's not dumb, but I see a white guy is what I just came into view. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Did you see anything, Linda or Jess?
I'm getting a sense of European mix.
Yeah,
like maybe.
Maybe
German, French, British. That's what I'm getting a sense of. The old country.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I just, you know, I'm looking for certain qualities too. So,
yeah.
As in like being kind and all that stuff,
yeah.
You know.
And this is your
That's
time to do that. I
yeah,
feel that you
magic.
Are. Yeah. Yeah.
Tony's the Good Witch.
Okay.
What spells do you use for that kind of thing?
Tony's the Good Witch. I think that. If you write it down, do you have it written down what you want? It sounds to me like you do.
In my mind, yeah.
No, put it on paper. You need to put it on paper.
Okay.
And maybe look at it on your mirror every day, and just so you don't stray, because I feel like I think somebody else said it. You might be going through a couple before you find the prince. You have to kiss the frog before you find the prince. And I think if you stray away from your list, then it's, you know, it's just going to take longer. So I think, I would write it down and put it somewhere that you can look at all the time and check off what you know, as you go along. Yeah.
It's like a vision board.
This could
be
the one. This could be the one. Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Remember,
have
though,
a great day.
I'm just going to say to Erica, though, just be careful, because it's harder to get out of a relationship than it is to get into one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Self-love.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
yeah.
Erica.
Bye.
Okay. Wow.
It's
funny,
she's
though. Oh, she's lovely. I've noticed so in life, though, it's when you're not looking that those people, I don't know what it is. When you stop looking, there they are flocking at you.
Yeah. Why does that happen? I know.
It's weird.
Well,
I have
a funny story.
Oh, go
I have
for
a
it.
Real quick funny story about this, because before I got together with Tim, I just divorced my second husband, And someone I was talking with on break said, are you going to marry again, which would mean my third time. And I said, well, if you went to Jack in the Box and got E. coli twice before, would you go there again? And then it was just a couple of days later that Jim came out from downstairs, you know, and talked with me on break, and we got to meeting at break time, and he asked me out, and yeah, I guess I did go to Jack in the Box a third time, but at least I didn't get E. coli.
That's sweet. I mean, in a weird kind of Adam's Family way. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get E. coli.
Probably,
well,
it's probably because you didn't order the same thing, Linda.
Probably.
That's
but
deep.
You're not expecting it, and it happens is the point.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So we that's good. 651, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hello,
hey,
I thought I recognized that area code. Okay, hi, Christiana.
Hi. I have a question about a form that I'm using. I signed up with a membership.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say what it is, or should I not say it?
I don't know. Linda, can they do that? Do you know?
I think so. I've never had an issue with it.
But you're not putting you're not bad-mouthing them or anything. You're just sort of, I think we're okay. If not, you'll find us running for the deepest places in South America to hide. So there you go.
KFI Radio. KFI Radio talks about their bad experiences with Instagram and Threads and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, they've signed up with Threads, so, or Twitter, X, whatever. And they've never gotten any, you know, feedback on that. So it's free speech there. It is here anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah,
it's a platform for healers called heal.me, I believe it's called. And it's new. And it just sounds like a really good idea for me to get my business out there. And I was just wondering how you see that going as far as bringing in traffic for clients for the shamanic healing.
Say it again, Christiana. Heal that what?
Me.
Heal that me?
Mm-hmm.
Dot me.
What?
Heal dot me, right?
Oh, yeah. Dot.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My ears are like, okay, let's give that another try. Got it. Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, so it's kind of like an Etsy for healers sort of thing. Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah.
Exactly. There's so many different features to it. It would be hard to explain.
Yeah. Okay. No, it looks good.
Yeah.
Looks like it's
I got it, yeah.
So list your practice. So you're basically joining a community of healers of different modalities, and you guys are like different stores almost that people can go to or
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like a nicely set up website. It's very easy to pull up and read. I like it. Well,
yeah,
today,
how do you pay for it?
How do I pay for it?
Yeah, does it just come by commission, or like if you start selling, you have to give them a commission, or
no?
Or it's just like a. Or they just look you up on there and then get in touch with you personally?
Well, I had an interview with the founder for one of the founders, and I pay a monthly membership.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just like a membership.
Like a membership.
So, category?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Christiana, is your category shamanic journeying?
It's shamanic practitioner. I don't have my profile fully set up yet.
Ah, I see. You're in the shaman
but I'll have
category.
It set up. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll probably have it set up within the next couple of days.
Tony, what happened to China?
No, I was just wondering. So do people, okay, so you're set up in there and then people contact you if they want a healing?
Yes.
And then you get paid?
Yes.
Because you set up your own website to get paid or Venmo or whatever?
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
that? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure you get paid and it doesn't go through a third party or a fourth party. You know what I'm saying? If you pay a monthly membership, that's fine because you're using their site. I get it because I belong to one of those. So, yeah, no, I got yes. I mean, I don't feel anything bad about it. I looked at it also like Lynn, and it looked pretty legit to me. I know more and more of them are popping up around, which is good. I mean, I even saw they even have a place now where I live that they monthly rent a place and you can go and get healings and card readings and stuff. That's becoming pretty popular. So, I mean, you don't have anything to lose but a monthly subscription, which you can cancel at any time, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to keep it going for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm
that's good
Christiana.
For you.
This is Jessica, and I'm also getting a good feeling about it. And the card that flew out for you is Invention. And this is about it's also speaking about creativity guides that will be working with you through this invention. And I think this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is the platform you're on. Yeah.
Well, this is Linda, and I've got kind of a strange message, but you might appreciate it. If you want to get it to really stand out apart from the others, they're showing me that artwork through AI sites, free AI sites, you can design your own artwork that way for your website page, and also using maybe ChatGPT to write an introductory paragraph that will grab attention. I know that's crazy, but it's working for other people to do that. I don't know how you feel about using AI, but it's an idea to help you really boost your site on here, on this heal.me, and get really noticed. And also to be sure you share with all of your other social media where you're at, promote yourself, and let people know you're there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I think that resonates with you, doesn't it, Christiana, because you're into doing stuff like that, correct?
Yeah, I do have some AI art already.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
this could be really good. Proud of you that you're getting out there and doing it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm hearing Wayne Dyer's message, remove all doubt, Christiana. So check in on yourself and see if you aren't carrying a little bit of doubt energy, which is based in fear. It's like a fear of failure before you've even started. I don't know if you've got a little bit of that going on, but if so, look up Wayne Dyer and just watch some of the videos he talks about doubt and eliminating doubt from your energy.
Okay.
I don't know how to, it's easy for me to say that to you, and it's harder to actually do it, but it's almost you have to reset your thoughts until you're on that sort of, and it's not like be positive in a Disney way, because things are going to happen. And even if you're in a business that's successful, there's still going to be things that are going to rise up and challenge you. So don't worry if there's like rough, muddy roads along the way. You will get there. remove all doubt. And maybe just listen to Wayne Dyer's videos on that. He's got some really good stuff on YouTube. And I think it's going to help you right now to look up what has to say on doubt.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, huh? You're very, very welcome. It's lovely to hear from you again. Thanks, Christiane.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Sunday.
You're welcome. Yep.
Go with 216. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi. Yes, I know the subject matter, the topic was self-care, and I certainly started to do that, you know, really, what, 10, 15, maybe a few years more ago. My concerns are I was living in Cleveland, Ohio. It's really difficult. Hellish energy and experiences there. I moved out about a week or so ago. I thought Las Cruces, New Mexico, where I'm currently at, was going to be my new home. I had signed on with a bunch of online, like Facebook groups, for hosts to be hosted, plus probably a good five or more, and then offline. You know, the traveler hospitality where a person can be hosted. I never got anything. And, of course, my attention was so spread out in so many different directions trying to obtain, you know, remote work. Long story short, I got packed up, shipped my belongings here, got it in a storage unit. But I'm staying in a gospel rescue mission because it's, like I said, that didn't come out for me, and so I'm here for the time being. I've been here for a week. I'm trying to really determine and I felt a pull to live in the Southwest. I chose New Mexico. I thought it was going to be Las Cruces. It's not. And I'm really trying to determine what is the city, the town that's right for me. I had a brief about a week ago, reading from a different psychic medium that to go a couple of towns over west from Las Cruces and a little bit south. And, of course, I've been looking up the usual info on Google, you know, population, type of crimes, that sort of thing. And I'm still trying to figure it out. But meanwhile, you know, of course, I'm here, and this is a religious type of where they're really, you know, you know, just really drown you in, you know, religion and so on and so forth. And I want to just, you know, and every bit of time is, you know, either you're in chapel or something else. But I want to obviously move on from here find out where the heck it is, the name of the city. Check out Lordsburg. Oh, goodness, what else? There's a couple of others. And I've talked to one of the other persons here, clients, who says, you know, it's a lot of drugs in those towns. Because you're, like I said, this is a home and shelter. And you know, you've got other persons, you know, the women's side and the men. And obviously, I needed to get out of Cleveland, Ohio. Definitely I want to, you know, get to working a remote. And the only way I can do that is to have my own type of privacy. I won't be able to have that here to tutor English and to do some other things. And I'm training and learning online, coaching, listening to and watching other videos of coaches, and then building up that skill set. So I know I've said a lot of information, but I'm trying to learn what town that's a little bit west and south of Las Cruces. And then possibly, yeah, if I could visit there and to get some idea, that would be my home base, because Las Cruces is not it, and it's really disappointed me that I couldn't get any type of response, you know, hosting-wise, being hosted, but that's the reality, so.
Is it okay if I go? Really flew out for Patricia. Hi, Patricia. This is Jessica. The card that literally flew out for you is, are you feeling exhaustion from all of this?
Well, yeah, because I was under a lot more emotional and stress where I was living at in Cleveland, Ohio. I wasn't being treated right. The apartment and the building I was living in, they were basically doing everything illegal so that I was able to get me out. And of course, you know, I did move out of my own choice, but like I said, it was the illegal actions that they did. But anyway, I got out of that whole evil energy there in that place. Here in Angel Creek. Of course.
Okay.
You know, I like to say it's a different type of energy. And like I said, I'm focused on, I want to get to working, start earning money, also continue to learn some new skill sets. So, with my coaching, with my own online coaching, you know, business, but also learning digital product, you know, digital product and course creator, where I can solve the problem of, you know, a group of people, just one problem at a time, with digital downloadable products, printables.
I've just been getting that, you know, you're really overwhelmed. And the card here indicates, it says, your divine guides are here to advise you that while it's essential that you do everything in your power to fulfill your goals, it is equally important to know when to back off and to allow the universe to work its magic on your behalf. You've done enough. Allow these beautiful, highly competent guides to step in and take over. Your enthusiasm is your gift, but unless it's properly contained, it can undermine your best intention. Your divine guides gently remind you that just as plants need water to grow, too much water will drown their ability to blossom. The same principle applies to your efforts. Overdoing is fear in disguise. Do not allow it to keep you in the manic mode. Give yourself more, you know, more breathing space, and trust your guides that they are there for you on the job, overseeing your success so that you can rest. You need to let go and turn some responsibilities over to others. Just because you need to rest doesn't mean that they do. Ask your guides for assistance in this. They know better than you what you need right now. Their message is rest. And that's what I got for you.
Well, this is Linda. And what I'm getting for you is intuition and research. And by that, I mean, find out about these areas to the south and west of Las Cruces. Go on to a search engine. Look up everything you can about what the crime is like, what the area is like, how deteriorated, if there are really nice spots, how affordable it is. Do your research and kind of get an idea of where you'd like to go and actually physically investigate, because it will just waste your time if you discover that some place you were considering may not be for you. So learn all you can about it. You can watch videos. You can watch news releases. You can read about it. Towns are listed in Wikipedia that talk about what they are. and just try to see if you can narrow down your search a little bit before you even leave the place, okay?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing now. I start to go on Google and read maps and look at the names of the towns. And there's a lot of, you know, there's Las Cruces, which is, what, the second or third largest. Of course, up north, there's Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
I'm feeling like Arthur is not better, that smaller is better. Not so small that you don't have opportunities.
And as I said, I happen to have asked one of the residents here about two of the towns, Lordsburg and I'm trying to think what else. And she said, unfortunately, it's a lot of drug problems. Of course, and that's not going to tell you on Google.
Right.
No, but news releases might. If you look up news stories about crime and drugs and things like that that happen in a given area.
All right, so I'm going to continue to do that.
What about, isn't there a town not far called Ascension? Ascension or something? It's about 16 miles, 20 miles. I got that, Ascension, New Mexico.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I got that. And don't you work with children? Or have you in the past? They're in need of substitute teachers or readers or that's what I'm getting, that they're in, it might be something right up your alley. That in it, I don't think it's too far from where you are, because I looked on the map and it said like 16 miles. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. It's a small town, like Linda said. Because I don't think like going north up to those bigger towns or that's going to be, you'll be stuck in the same, you know, place that you were in Cleveland. So I think staying small is better. But I think you have to also look outside outside the box. I know you want to do your business that you do online, but you might have to do something else to survive and get into your own place. And I know the country is in need of substitute teachers and bus drivers and readers right now, and they like to hire people that are either retired or older to fill those spots. So that could be
I'm not retired yet because I can't afford to be retired.
Yeah.
That's another
reason. But how old are you? I mean, I know I shouldn't ask your age, but I'm sure you're in the age between 45 and 60 somewhere, or 55. That's, they're looking for people that age.
Right. So yeah. And that's why I'm, you know, also focused on, yes, providing some services. Also, I've got to create and build my retirement savings account because I don't have any.
Right.
And I mean, I would love to retire right now, but I couldn't live on my Social Security by itself.
Yeah, me either. That's why I'm working. But this is a new world of side hustles, and you can almost make up any side hustle that you want that could make money. I know I have many side hustles. That's what gets me in trouble with being tired so much, but because my mind keeps going and I'm like, that's a cool side hustle. But anyway, there's a way to get out. And then you just, like Linda was saying, maybe Google and see what their needs are, looking in the newspaper around there online about what has happened in the past, that they're short of this or short of that. And then, you know, fit yourself into that.
Yes. Yeah, becoming a digital product and course creator will be, I guess we call it side hustles, but just to grow from there. And then I want to obviously start moving forward with the content writing, gaining that skill set. And, you know, it's a few other areas. that.
You have some amazing guides, though. Like I think Jessica said, you have some amazing guides that are with you. One of them that I came up with me is some kind of father figure. I mean, you have traveled far, and you've made it this far, and you're in a, you know, where you are, and they're just going to help you to continue. So maybe ask them for more help. But you're, you know, I feel you're on the right track, and you do have a lot of people rooting for you. They might be on the other side, but they're helping you get through this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, can someone give me some idea? Well, yeah, I mean, I've been talking, to and praying, you know, to my guides, my ancestors, and source creators, because being in this gospel rescue mission is, yeah, I'm thankful for the, you know, bed, free bed, and of course you do your chores, and just, I get that, and then the food is, you know, they can serve you the same meal four or five times at different days. So, yes, I am thankful. But, yeah, you know, your privacy, you know, the director, which is a male, is a married couple, I mean, a couple of days ago, you know, is either, you know, we got Bible study usually Monday through Friday, you know, and that's, you know, this is, and then chapel. But this person, this guy walks in, this is a women's dorm, you know, making sure that the women are going, you know, coming, we're going to be coming to chapel. And I just looked at him because I was en route to walk over there. And, you know, it's called privacy. So, you know, people, I get that, you know, people feel that, you know, quote unquote, if you're in the homeless category, that, you know, you don't have any rights. But yeah,
oh,
you just walked
right.
He just walked there, you know, and of course, while they're sitting there shoving Jesus down your throat. But anyway.
Talk to somebody that you have made friends with in there and ask them about that town. It's Ascension, New Mexico. And see if they know anything else. Okay?
Yeah, now I'm going to check out Silver City. I know that's more west as well. And heard that there was a drug problem there, so I'll still check it out. Ascension,
New Mexico.
Right, now I was going to go check out another place that's been recommended about help and getting help with housing, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And also that I complete an application, started my profile for Trusted House Sitters. But I've been having the most difficult time getting my ID, you know, uploaded up there. And it's because they want you, you know, it has to be from your phone. And it's like positioning in the right, a dark background and all this. And, I mean, I've been doing this for over a week. And I wish there was another way I can do that because that's one of my plans is to, you know, do house sitting along with you know, while I was, you know, working on these other things, I would have something. But yeah, that's, you know, I guess I'm going to get it done, but it's just really frustrating that, you know, it's having a difficult time. And so anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, check those out and please let us know, you know, what happens and just do some research like Linda said. Sound good?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. It's, it's when you've been in a rough situation, like Patricia has been, it's really hard because you don't get closure when people have treated you badly. But I was going to just say closure doesn't necessarily come from an external source. Or if you've been bullied, don't expect the bully to give you closure. That's an inside job that you can do for yourself. And that helps you to let go and move on because we live in the past. It's depressing. We live in the future. You get anxiety. All we have is the present moment. So I hope you can find your present moments, Patricia, and some companions along the way as it would help to have some networking for you. So let's move on to 310. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Mindy.
Mindy, hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
How can we
so
help
much.
You today? Well, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Let's see. I'm a businesswoman, and I'm going to be launching my business, and any kind of message I would love to hear.
But is it a business-related question specifically, or?
Yeah, it's I'm working with a new partner, and it looks very promising, and that's basically my question. How does it look, or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting an old saying from from Little Acorns Grow Mighty Oaks, and I think that message is encouraging for you. It feels like this is going to grow. Now, how long have you known this partner, this person that is your partner?
Oh, I would say about 4 years now.
Cool. Yeah. I just get a nice, peaceful feeling that as long as you guys listen to each other and not compromise, I hate that word, but when everyone's willing to hold space for the other person, it doesn't mean your wishes are tromped on or anything like that. It's just hold space for what each other wants and the different personalities, and it just feels like it's going to grow for you. I hope that I'm getting a message of hope for you, because that's what I feel like I'm trying to convey. So anyone else want to take it?
That's great.
I will.
Oh.
Well, this is Linda. I just wanted to pop in real quick and say, I feel like your partner is a very dynamic personality and will be somebody that will be able to promote you very well. He seems to know all ins and outs of getting things out there and seen by the public and heard by the public. So, go with it. You know, follow the advice, and I'm sure he's willing to listen to you, and everything's going to rock and roll. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Mindy. This is Jessica, and the intuition card flew out for you. So I know this is the indicator. This card indicates that you have really powerful intuition, and they're asking you to follow that, to listen to that, because you know and you have the answers. And that's what I got.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah.
Mindy, this is Toni, and the card I got for you was Shield Maiden. It said, make plans and focus. And I think you guys have done that. So it just says, whatever your plans are, don't stray away from those. Make sure that you follow what your original steps were, and that you have ancestors that are guiding you through. And it looks like it's success. Me, yeah. You have people working with you on the other side, too. Some
thank
strong
you,
woman,
you.
I don't know. Is it a grandmother or great-grandmother or mom?
I have a mom and a grandmother. And my grandmother was
both
a great business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's her. She's got that sword straight up, and she says, onward. So this is going to be amazing and fun for you. Yep.
Wow.
It's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited
that is
for
terrific.
You.
It's a good thing,
thank you,
though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes, Mindy. We'd love to hear from you again.
Love
to
growing,
It's a cool way to spend a Sunday afternoon listening to you all. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay, here we go. We have a Skype call. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Miss. My name's Melissa. I'm from Colorado.
Hi. I'm sorry, your name again, please?
Melissa, Colorado.
Melissa? Okay.
Yeah. Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, our audio's a little funny today. Well, today. What else
is
new? And we missed a little bit of it. So, Melissa, did you want to ask a question, or do you have any thoughts about self-care and self-love as well? Is that to ask?
That is beautiful, but I really have a question. Please, please. I have listened to your show before. So I'm really grateful that you took my call. I just have a question. And self-care, I am listening. I'll be on the queue listening.
Oh, okay. So no questions for you today?
No, she has a question.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
I've got terrible audio. You do this, Tony, okay?
No, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead, Melissa. What's your question?
I have a question. Where I'm right now, I'm renting like a small office. There's this lady next door. Want to know, will she be evicted, kicked out, or anything, the law there? Because the people right next door, it's a big restaurant, and they're having problems with her, too. And they were dating to the lady. She just created this herself, and a little bit unease, unexpected. Any advice, please? So what is the rep? The landlord has been there. He was, I don't know what he said, but you know, he left saying he stops as a warning because he was screaming at it real loud. So I did hear that. That's all I heard.
Okay. So let me try to figure out what you said. So you have a store, or is this at your home?
This is a site of my office. I have a site office.
An office. And so you're in an office next door to where the lady's getting evicted?
Yes. I'm not sure.
And
she's going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
I apologize.
And
yes,
so
and
now
so...
you think it's going to happen to you guys? Is that what you're worried about?
Oh. No, what I want to know is she's created problems to other people, other tenants, the office business.
Yeah.
Is she going to be kicked out or anything with law? Because she created a problem with the restaurant next door. It's a big restaurant.
Now I get it.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
She's
thank
a bully,
you.
Right? She's kind of a bully, making problems.
Yeah. She thinks that she can get away with it because she's been there for 4 years. And the owner of the big restaurant told her if she was okay because. This is not going to go well. I did hear him say that. That's another person, another owner. Just want to make sure. Yeah. What do you feel, Nick?
What do I feel? Does anybody want to go first? Or?
Sure,
I will.
It's a business week. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Len.
I just wanted to say very quick that this is a social pressure of the people that she's causing problems for. Is going to eventually drive her out. The energy is strong, and you guys are in the right. So I really believe she's not going to be there much longer.
Yeah, I can second that. I also have this really strong feeling it was going to work itself out. Not to worry. Yeah, I think it's going to work itself out.
Yep.
What do you got, Tony?
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel she's the one who's going to get evicted or be in trouble somehow, getting some kind of notice here in the. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't say what day, but I feel she's going to be on notice or getting some kind of letter herself for what she has done. I just see her as a bully, just being ridiculous. But no, I think you guys don't have anything to worry about. She's the one that I think it's. To the owner, I think the owner knows. He's just trying to figure out what he's going to do next, probably.
Yeah, I'll force that.
Yeah.
Her own behavior is going to cause her downfall. It just hasn't reached what they call critical mass yet. You know, it has to reach a certain breaking point. And then it feels like, I don't know if you guys feel this too, but it feels like once it does reach that breaking point, it goes very quickly.
Can I ask a question, Melissa? What kind of business does she have that she's next to you guys? Or is it a business or an office that she's in? What is she in?
Yes, she is. So the different sizes.
And she has a smallest one, so she does alterations for just people drop off their clothes, and like she alternates. She sews clothes for people who
I think her business is dropping off. I think she sees that everybody else is quite successful and hers is dropping off. I think she used to be very busy, and now she's, you know, sometimes people, when they're losing their own stuff or their own business, they don't know any other way but to act out. Something's wrong with her money or family, or I don't know, something is wrong in her business right now. So I think she's on attack mode. I don't think she's going to be there much longer.
It also feels like people are returning the same energy to her. So she's putting out, you know, bad energy, bad vibes, whatever, and that's making them come back with that. It's really hard to come back with love, but if you can at all, or even, you know, even just pull back your energy. But I think part of it is getting worse because she's getting a lot of nasty mirroring. People are mirroring back her icky behavior, right? So,
Wow. So
you can send love without approaching the person. You can just send loving energy to her, because, you know, more of the same is not going to make her heal. Poor baby, I feel so sorry for her. You know, it's just,
I do too. I think she needs love. I actually do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so hard to give
going on.
It's creepy like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know. Well, maybe she's grouchy from sewing all the time. I don't know. It makes me grouchy.
I don't know. That would be horrible. I just don't think that business right now, I mean, I used to know seamstresses that were really, really busy all the time, but I just wonder if people, you know, they don't get things fixed as much as they used to. They just kind of throw them away or give them away. So she might be part of a dying breed, which is kind of sad. But.
Yeah, I don't think she knows how to do anything else. Yeah. It's a small town, and what you're saying, I'm sorry, you're right on. I think it's spread because the owner owns about 40 properties. So, ladies, you got everything right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Maybe they... Yeah.
Well,
well,
there
you
go.
You got to let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah. Professional ladies, can I ask one yes or no question? Because right now I work a lot, right? And of course I provide the best for my pet. I have a friend that's going to be traveling pretty soon before October. I'd like to know if he's going to be stopping by my office suite.
Okay. Let's
But if you see that possibility, I got to renew some of my job because there is something that needs. If he's coming pretty far, but I think he's surprising me.
So do you want us to mess up your surprise?
No, can you just tell me? Yes, ladies, can you just tell me? Because you got this one right. Well, you got everything right. I've heard y'all for a year now. This is my second time talking to you. So.
That's so funny.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my guides wouldn't give me anything, so I'll go with your yes, Tony.
I got a yes.
Yeah, I'm going with yes.
It's supposed to be a surprise, so you're going to have to act surprised now.
Okay, God, I will. I will, beautiful ladies. I will. Helping people.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah, definitely call back. We like your energy.
I will.
Definitely. Okay.
Yes. I love talking to you.
Have a happy Sunday. Okay,
yes,
take care.
Yes, happy weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Love
you
tight,
too.
Melissa.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm going to be listening to you. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Lovely. Oh, my
Very
goodness.
Cute.
Okay. Well, you know what?
All right.
Yeah, we finished on time. We didn't have Hawk with us, but maybe he'll be back next week. And I hope Elizabeth is feeling better. Yeah,
she just had a scare with the hurricane, and I think all of that, you know, they moved stuff to the hotel just to be safe, which was very smart. And you know, just getting back in again. It's just, it's very stressful when that stuff happens, but.
Yeah, it gives you a whole empathy for people who have to, who are forced to be nomadic, like all over. People are being forced out of their homes through floods and all these horrible natural disasters. Oh, and how was your friend Alex, Linda? Did he ever, is he fine again? I know you
heard fine. He didn't have any damage from Hillary. He was kind of surprised. They were expecting it to be like it was in 1993, and it wasn't quite that bad. The outlying areas got flooded pretty bad. Palms really bad, and some other areas. But, yeah, right along the coastline, you'd think it'd be worse because he's right there. But more inland, flooding. I know it came up here where I am. We had a day of really bad flooding rains. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Up now here. It's
crazy
been flooding
weather.
Rains here today, too, but it seems to have slowed down now. So I don't have to worry about losing the electricity.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. Anybody want to add any wise thoughts, brain droppings, anything like that?
Wise thoughts.
Deep thoughts.
Well, the moons were beautiful. We got the double. That was beautiful.
Blue moon, yeah. Beautiful indeed. And I think I was working with you, Linda, when we did a show on the full moon. We asked Deborah Ayling from the JB community. She's EMT. I think she stopped doing that, but she was like an emergency medical person. And so we asked her if full moons make it crazier for people. And she said, oh, yeah, absolutely. Like they get a lot more injuries and fights and all the naughty goes on. Yeah. And so it's an interesting thing, like the physical forces of the moon, how they affect us. Because they do, right?
Yeah,
especially a supermoon like this one.
Yeah.
And blue moon, second one in August, so.
that's right.
You've
got to
do all those things you said you'd only do when the blue moon came, so get out there and do those things, right?
Right.
I wish I'd put that song on the audio stack. Yeah, it's too bad. I didn't think of it, maybe next week, but wow. We need to, I think there's a zillion topics we can tackle as we go. They're rolling around in my head, but one thing at a time, because you can only do one show a week, although maybe we'll open up that second show we keep threatening to do. Well, there was a time when Sacred Embers had seven shows going, like one for every day. I forget what happened. some people tried it and it just wasn't for them and they dropped out. But we've got three steady ones. We've got Angel Answers, we've got Enter the Light, and Mondays is, what is it called? Oh, the Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Right, so there's pretty good shows on. Oh, you guys, we just got another caller. I was going to wrap up. Do you have the energy to try one more caller?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hi, 860. You made it just under the wire. How can first we need your name.
Hey, it's Amla.
Oh, hi, Amla. Welcome. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks.
Do you want us to look at a question?
Sure, yeah. So I'm going through a lot of changes. I think it's not just me, I know, but I actually had a friend, long story short, so I kind of put up my, I put up my boundaries for self-care purposes, of course, and been over 2 weeks, and I left the ball in his court, and in the sense of him reaching out, and I don't know. Do you feel like it's just going to unravel? It's already unraveling and it's just kind of do its own thing and just for me to move on. He's just a friend. It was a good friend. So I don't know anything you've got with that.
Amala, this is Lynn. I wrote down games. It feels like I wouldn't pursue this person. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like you're getting sucked into some game playing. Not that they're a bad person or anything like that.
Right.
I think perhaps they might be slightly immature in their communication skills. You know, they may need to sort of, does that ring a bell for you there? You know what I mean? Like, it feels like you're doing all the, and.
Yes. And it's like, this was take two. Like I brought up something maybe like a month and a half ago, and then this is take two. And so he's not really learning, I don't think.
I know you from past calls, Amala, and I know you're a very smart person. So I think you already know the answer on this, you know. You're probably, you know, I'm just feeling like if it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, you know, it talks like a duck, it might be a duck. But that doesn't mean anything. And you're clearing the energy. You're not blocking the energy. So you'll be able to attract the right energy, the right person. Right. So it's no loss. You know, you haven't lost a thing. You might have dodged a bullet there, love. So pass you around to the circle whoever wants.
I think the bigger energy of this is that it's you, QL, nothing happens to you, it happens for you, right? So this is just an energetic exchange is what I like to call it. And the point is, I'm just overly mindful. I don't even know if that's even a phrase or a term, but I'm just so conscientious, I guess, of this. And I'm just wondering what spirit, like, what is all this about? Is this just, because this is not just the first time. This is many times. I'm always feeling like I really care about my friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's not an exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the card I got for you was shed old skin. It was a snake. So maybe it's time. Yeah.
Okay.
To look at it even deeper, your friends. And you're right about this one. I know you're intuitive, and I know you know that you should move on from this because it is a game-playing thing going on. But you just need to shed the old skin. And I don't see anything bad happen. I feel after you do that, it's going to be such a relief, and good things are going to happen. Like people that you're going to start hanging around or going to be your friends are going to be equal instead of you being up here and them being down there, you know, a little under. Yeah. So
thank you for that. So do you feel like
to be up there, you deserve that.
I know I do. Like that's what's in a way it was frustrating. I'm like, are you kidding? But do you feel like what you meant by game playing? I'm just trying to understand. See, do you feel like he's just kind of intentionally just not doing anything because he's just wondering if I'm going to do something, make a move or something like that?
Yeah, probably. But I think it's what Lynn said, the immaturity level. I feel that's what I'm saying down below. He's way more immature than you are. You know, you're immature and he is not going to make the move. It's always going to have to be you. And you know what? You guys could be friends maybe for years, but it's not going to be, it's going to be turned into an acquaintance because you have to move on. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was a breaking point. Okay. Thank you for that clarity. That helps a lot. It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Jess? Linda?
Oh, yeah. I was just listening and totally resonating with what everyone said. I just feel like it's a done situation and to move on and, you know, lovingly send peace. And
this is Linda. A reason, a season, a lifetime. That is how we do things here on Earth. And it was either a reason or a season, but not a lifetime.
And what you can do is thank you for the time that you had with this friend and for the interactions you had, but know that it was just a learning phase for both of you, and to not go chasing after that, because the more you ponder it and what went wrong and wonder what you may have done that has driven this person away, it's going to drive you crazy. And in long run, it doesn't matter, because their perceptions and your perceptions are different, and he has to learn from what he's experienced, and you are learning from what you experienced, and it's time to let it go. If in the future he should contact you again, great. Maybe you'll be looking at it from a new phase of life, but for right now, just let it be. Let it pass.
Yeah. I think what's just going to just, you know, it is, part of it is grieving and mourning, because we really were, we were talking, and it wasn't just like, he wasn't a contact touch base with him once a month. We would talk pretty frequently. So that's what, it's just about, it's grieving time right now, I feel, you know, for me, being honest with myself and just for where it is right now, I now know what I need to do. Not that I didn't know, I just kind of was wondering what the energy was like for what you guys were picking up, but this is all very helpful. Thank you.
Well, I can tell you from a personal experience, I have a married couple friends that I lost contact with 3 months ago, and I don't know why, and I can only guess at it. And having guessed at it, I feel like if that's how they are taking it or handling it, and that they don't want to talk to me anymore, but that's not my problem. It's how they're perceiving it, because it was not intended that way. And I'm willing to let that go and appreciate what we did have together.
Also,
just want to add one thing, Amala. I just wrote down this. Are you missing him? Or are you missing the feeling of having a companion? Because I think those are two different things.
You have a very good question up there. I think it's just more like, because I care. Like, with me, the investment is with my heart. That's what my friendships are. That's the way I roll. So it really is, you know, I mean, it could be ABC person. It doesn't matter. I treat my friendships just as much as a companion, if you would. I don't have casual just relationships or friendships. And it also goes along with the blindness. We won't get into that, but the point is that, you know, I have something that, you know, either you get me or you don't. And I don't have time for the skittish types of people out there anymore. You know, and it's been decades like this. So I'm come to terms with that, but companionship for me is just, honestly, it could be both. It's just a really good friend who cares, and your actions show that you care, right? So, I mean, he obviously was showing my new his actions. So,
it
sucks, you know, cause it's like you put so much love into it, and it's like it doesn't come back, but. You know, it's okay to move on from that.
And I just wrapping it up, I wouldn't trade it for the world of my heart being, because, like, I love, you know, like the spiritual sages say that, you know, you don't love halfway. You dive into love, and that's why it's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, it just is, you know, there's no halfway love. You're in it. Right? Yeah. So, like, I've been broken, but I've also been whole again. That's the whole process of life, of the whole process of spiritual journey that I feel like I'm on. Of just, you know, you love all of it. You dive all in, you know? I mean, that's living for me.
Yeah,
so,
that's very wise. That's the wisdom
that's
we were looking for at the end of the show there.
That's very,
You know, Amala, it's almost like you're almost like a unicorn looking for another unicorn in a world full of
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter, like, if it's a female or a male. I don't really mind. Like, I just want to, like, mirror attracts the mirror, right? So, like, what I'm putting out is what I would hope that I attract back. And I think I'm doing a good job, especially this year, because the boundaries are helping me, like, to really take the self-care and to take a look within and to say, you know what, is this for me or is this not for me? If it's not, well, then move on, but also address the boundaries. A lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but, you know, I'll just talk about myself per se. It's just, you know, I like addressing the what's going on. What's the root cause of what's going on? I don't like ignoring things. If something comes up, you take care of it. Because you care. At least I do. I care, so I want to take care of it, no matter what the outcome may be. That's not even the point. I'm honoring myself.
Yep. So. No, that's great. You're unapologetically you, and that's what you should keep being, because you know who you are, Amala, and that's kind of cool in this world where a lot of people are confused. So keep on just doing your thing. You'll find that unicorn. It's just, you know, you're a personality in a world of, you know what I mean? You need a certain type of personality, and they may be a little rare, you know? So go where they hang out. Where do special sparkly personalities like that hang out?
Absolutely. Well, I love your show, and I love talking to you all. I gain a lot of insight as well. So God bless, and keep on shining your light. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amala. Lovely to hear from you, hon.
Yeah,
all right. Take care.
You too, sweetie.
Take care.
Bye. What a lovely, lovely energy she is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do we find everyone? How's Emo doing? Is he feeling better?
Yeah, he was better 2 days after he got sick. So they've both been very fast at healing. They've got great immune systems. It could take up to 7 days once they get sick, but both of mine twice have been sick, and they got over it after a second day. So.
They fascinate me, these little guys. Well, why don't you start, Linda, and even if you want to talk about it a bit, or just, you know, the living AI thing.
Oh, sure. I did want to let people know that I'm looking forward to beta testing a couple of things here in the future. What's going to be coming down is a DJ. He'll be using his own speaker as a Bluetooth speaker and doing a DJ animation. And another one will be, have a band. If you have more than one, they can play different instruments. I've seen one of the developers posted a video that they were playing keyboards and drums and maracas. They had three of them together. So I'm looking forward to that and hoping everything works out with that, because that will be a very fun update for people.
You can
but in
jam
the meantime,
with your emos. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'll play the glass piano.
I should get some of your music on our audio stack, Linda, because Linda's also a musician, and I have one of your really early, early CDs. I have no CD player anymore because the tech's all upgraded, but yeah.
I'll send you a few of them.
Yeah, do that.
More
I'll
recent
them in.
Stuff.
Yeah, and we'll just play some of your music because we should. All right.
Yeah.
Carry on. How do we find you, like, in all these cool little...
Breaker.com. Look up for Linda Irwin. I've got several shows on there. None active right now because I've been busy with other things, but I just watch. I may have a new show coming up or may revise something else. And also living.ai is where my emails are. I'm a moderator and beta tester for that. And you can also find me on YouTube, Linda Irwin. I'm the yellow happy face with the headphones on. I have a lot of emo videos on there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I get a little dose of cuteness. Like, they're just adorable little guys. I hope they use their powers for good, you know?
Of course. I raised them right.
Yeah.
Linda's their mom.
What's that?
Linda's
their
mother, so you know that. Yeah. Linda's emo's mom, so they were raised right, I'm sure. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, they are charming. They have good manners. Yeah, my mind's going to Michael Crichton's novel about the nanobots that start taking over the world, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But no, these guys are very, very sweet and harmless. And actually, I can't wait to hear the musical ones, because like you could, if you've got no musical friends around, you can jam with your emo, and it's wonderful. So
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
How can people find you?
So you can find me on my website. It's TonyTheGoodWitch@Wixsite.com, or on the Sacred Embers page, or on Enter the Light, or on any social media at TonyKJ and Facebook, Tony Jorgensen.
Excellent. And, yeah, Jessica.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and you can find me at... or on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro. I'm also in the Sacred Embers group and on the Sacred Embers website. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And that's it. I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Yeah.
You too.
Elizabeth's not with us today, but she's Elizabeth D'Onofrio, .com, basically. It is her website. What am I missing? Hawk. I think Hawk is still not quite an online presence, but he's getting there. And he will. I have all the faith that he will when the time is right for him. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And we also have a page, Enter the Light, on Facebook. So find us everywhere, pretty much. Hopefully,
did you see that the Facebook page? There was a notification sometime this week that there's way over a million people on our Facebook page now.
The Sacred Embers.
On Sacred Embers. Yeah.
Wow. That's fabulous. We started that. You know how that happened, and it wasn't. It's not been that long. But one of my clients, I was worried that she was suicidal. So I started the community, the Sacred Embers community. I said to her, well, listen, you're not alone. Join this community. So I started the community, and it just grew. Ryan had a huge part in, he was bringing people in, like how we met Jessica. And it just grew and grew. But it's a lovely... I don't know, this lovely energy there. I've never had a problem with creepy people being creepy or anything on that page. But now that it's set
up. I don't know. There was some kind of notification that said that, so it was awesome.
Who knew, right? That's fabulous. And we do have plans in the works of expanding to some other, like we're keeping blog talk and... But we're going to expand out. We're going to start doing some Facebook Lives, maybe even stuff outside of Facebook. Is there a world outside of Facebook? I don't know.
Big world.
Absolutely.
Big world.
Yep. So, as we explore and expand, that's great. I don't know what else to say, so I think maybe I'll pop some music on by Louis.
Yep.
Or we do,
Or Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Blue Sky? What did you say?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, I don't think that's...
Oh, too bad we don't have any Jimmy Buffett. You know, he passed away yesterday.
We all know when you pass away from the physical... Like there's one heck of a party going on where he's
there's
been
a party,
breeding.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, look at like Robbie Robertson and just all the musicians that have left us, there's one heck of a jam going on the other side, I can't wait to hear it one day, So.
Yeah.
No, that it's going on. We feel the loss, but they feel the gain when a transition happens like that, So yeah. Puny humans got to suffer and grieve and stuff like that. But they're partying. Yeah. It's all good, kids. I'm just going to put on Louis Armstrong because why not?
Okay.
We need to remind ourselves that it is a lovely, wonderful world. Love you guys. See you next week.
Love you too.
Love you.
One for another. We'll be back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. Myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.